I wish to thank all those who have sent me cables to New Zealand and England. And I have been very fortunate indeed, having the very best of commanders above me and the very best of NCOs and men in my own platoon, as well as right throughout the New Zealand Division. It was very easy to do any job under those circumstances. It was the men in my own battalion, not myself, who earned the distinction. Their morale was the highest in the whole army. Nothing could stop them, especially my battalion and company commanders. We left many friends killed over there, men who we will never forget. I will mention the names of some of our own companies: Major Wilson, Sergeant Wallace, Sergeant Musson, Corporal Herbert, Corporal Malik, Lance Corporal Skelton, Privates Allen, Atkins, Boyd, Burns, Brown Pride, Gilligan, Hislop, Watson and Wood. Not to mention Sergeant John Hinton and hundreds of others left wounded in Greece and Crete. I hope the people in New Zealand remember them, lying in hospitals and prisons all over Europe. Do all you can to send them food and clothing. These men were not captured whole and unharmed, like the Italians we ourselves took, but were wounded and sick men who struggled and fought right on to the last. After the war, we must do all in our power to help the Greeks, with food and clothing and stud stock to help build up our country again. The Greeks were very staunch friends of the New Zealand soldiers, and hundreds of us owe our lives to the big-heartedness of these people. The division over here is growing from strength to strength, and the morale of our own troops is unsurpassed. You will hear more from us again. We have a great little army up here in the Sandhills. I would like the New Zealand government to know that it is impossible to send over too much New Zealand tobacco to the troops. It is very much appreciated here. Kia ora.